You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Cleveland Browns single-game tickets are available straight from the source on clevelandbrowns.com and the Browns mobile app. Secure tickets to upcoming Browns home games against the Ravens, the Bengals, the 49ers by visiting clevelandbrowns.com or the Browns mobile app right now. Nathan Zagura, Jason Gibbs back with you here. We're going to push grades back till tomorrow when we are rejoined by Matt Wilhelm.
Back.
Yeah, when he likes to hand out the grades.
He does.
We'll do that tomorrow. And in the meantime, we're going to continue to go through, you know, we're going to go around the league. We've got phone calls, 216-578-0850. Again, a very newsworthy day around the National Football League. Keenan Allen placed on season-ending injured reserve. Le'Veon Bell was placed on injured reserve earlier this week. Reggie Bush's season is done. Ken Wisenhunt has been fired. Vernon Davis has been traded to the Denver Broncos. And if you're the Broncos, that's why this makes sense. Showtime. This is Peyton Manning's last year. This is like General Custer's last stand.
Yeah.
We're talking, this is Davy Crockett at the Alamo. He's going down swinging, and this is the last chance. So from that standpoint, I get what they're trying to do. And you know what? The truth is, what's remembered about teams? Outside of, say, the Buffalo Bills, who went to four Super Bowls in a row but didn't win. You remember who wins a Super Bowl. If you sold your soul to win a Super Bowl 1 year and then maybe it costs you 5 years, would you care? Or would you be happy you had the one Super Bowl?
I'm all in. I'm all in. Get rid of everything.
Blow it up, says Gibbs.
Blow it up. Go get me one championship. You know what? The Florida Marlins in 1997 sacrificed 4 or 5 years of maybe being the worst team in baseball. But for 1 year, they made a run, and they beat us naturally to win the World Series.
Yes, they did.
It's a one-time deal. Why not go all in? Why not?
I couldn't
agree
anymore.
Certain people in this room disagree with me. That's fine. Can hear his opinion later on tonight on the Mike Pettine Show.
You could. No, that's his cousin's opinion that you could hear later on tonight on the Mike Pettine Show. 216-578-0850. By the way, Adam Schefter, right now reporting. Let me click on to make sure it's the real Adam Schefter. Adam Schefter, for all the talk and speculation about potential trades for the Cleveland Browns, the Browns are not expected to make any major trades before today's deadline.
Take that, Ian Rappaport.
So there. Again. Not surprising. Not surprising in the least.
No. Well, I mean, again, we just heard from some of those guys down in the locker room.
Not because it doesn't make sense, but because it just doesn't happen in the National Football League. These things don't happen very often.
No. It's an off-season deal when you make trades most of the time. I mean, outside of, man, I still remember that Trent Richardson deal going down a few years ago. It happened like at 6 o'clock.
I remember it. It did happen at 6 o'clock. I was on the air on Sirius XM Fantasy Sports Radio, and I had been in the building earlier that day, and it just all of a sudden blew my mind.
Yes, exactly. All right, we do have calls coming in. Let's go to Dom in a car. Dom, you're on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.
How are you, gentlemen?
Hey, how are you, man?
Not bad. Good. I just was compelled to call by that previous caller that said that we should listen to Mel Kiper, and I forgot the other guy he mentioned.
Todd McShay.
Yeah, thank you. Okay, there's so many of them, I have no clue who these people are. Maybe, you know, I know, Nathan, you're a pretty good stats guy. Maybe somebody should go back and check all of the first-round draft picks that Todd McShay said that everybody should take and see how accurate and how good he was. Nobody ever challenges those people. The other thing, too, as far as first-round draft picks, we've messed up many of them, as everybody knows. But my take is this. When does it ever become the player's responsibility? Justin Gilbert, for example. Wasn't he the number one rated cornerback in the draft that year? Am I missing something?
You are not mistaken. Most people had him as the top corner in the draft, and it was assumed that Detroit was going to take him in the first round. They ended up taking Eric Ebron after the Browns got ahead of him and took him. But no, he was on many people's. Now, Dane Brugler had him as the fifth-rated cornerback that year, which I know is true, and we've had Dane on CBD many, many times.
Who knows? When you're drafting players, you think you know.
Yeah, but guys, it's all different stuff too, right? You had Kyle Fuller get drafted because they thought he was a better fit in the cover two scheme. Jason Verrett was considered to be a better zone corner than a man corner. Justin Gilbert, many thought, had certainly all the traits to be the, you know, number one press man corner in the league, which is what he was drafted to be.
Plain and simple, though, this team, when it comes to first-round draft picks, has not succeeded. And we're not just talking about this current regime. Keep going back. Go back to Mingo. Go back to Brandon Whedon and Trent Richardson. Go back. I mean, you're looking at 7, 8, 9 first-round picks that just have not panned out for this football team.
And that's why this team is still where it is. The teams that are turning around took those assets and turned them into quality players for their team, and thus far the Browns have struggled to do that.
All right, let's go back to the phones. Tom in California. Tom, you're on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.
Hey, boys, how are you guys doing?
Good, how are
all
you?
Right, man.
All right. You know, I think I was trying to call last week, and there was something that Danny Shelton said on, I think, Thursday or Friday when he said, he mentioned play like a Brown, and it – you know, I think that the issue is that statement is just a statement, and all the fans are so into the team. We you know, I call in when I call the station when the show doesn't get posted, and it just seems like we don't really care that much, right? I mean, the team doesn't care. So, I mean, originally I was going to ask Matt a question, but he's not on, but. You know, last week when we were talking about the Rams and so forth, I wanted to ask you a question. You know, A, what do you think it is that why the team just doesn't seem to care? I mean, the coaches don't seem to care. I mean, they kind of have this, well, we played well, and then, but nothing really changes. And so the question I had for you, Nate, is I know you're a staunch believer that you never draft a first-round quarterback, or I mean, running back, but does Gurley change your opinion of that? Because I had caught him several months ago, and was I thought Gurley was a stud, and he is a stud.
I like Todd Gurley as well, and he might be the one exception to the rule right now that I've seen. You know, I don't think they're so happy with Melvin Gordon right now in San Diego in the last few years. I do also think though that you can get good running backs if your system is good and your offensive line is good. Any running back can be effective for you. Look at where was Devontae Freeman drafted? 5th round out of Florida State. He's been very, very effective. You know, in that St. Louis scheme under Jeff Fisher 2 years ago, Zach Stacy was incredibly effective, a 6th-round pick out of Vanderbilt. Now, did he have the staying power? No. Is Gurley special? Absolutely.
But Gurley had the injury questions, too.
You tell me. Now, they played the Browns and the 49ers the last 2 weeks, and they lost to the Packers, but they did play them very tough. You tell me if they would rather have – if Jeff Fisher would rather have Todd Gurley and Nick Foles – or if he would rather have the Todd Gurley equivalent of a quarterback and the Nick Foles equivalent of a running back.
Yeah, he'd flip that in a heartbeat.
In a heartbeat. But Todd Gurley is a special, special player.
I love Todd Gurley.
120-plus yards in 4 straight. Unbelievable. Very good.
Yeah. No question about it. I mean, the guy's just – he's proven time and time again. Now that he's gotten his chance, man.
He's the biggest home run hitter in football right now.
Keep him away from the outside edges of the Jones Dome.
He'll be fine.
Know, everything will be good.
But he's Adrian Peterson level in his impact right now, Todd Gurley. He's got 9 runs that have gone for 330 yards. He has got more yards on chunk runs than anybody in the NFL. The only people with more chunk runs than him are Doug Martin and Devonta Freeman. Freeman's got 12 on 152 carries. Martin's got 10 on 132. Gurley's got 9 on 94. 1 out of every 10 carries is a chunk run for Todd Gurley. He has been, and when he breaks them off, he's averaging just about 35 yards a chunk run. The guy's a monster.
Pretty impressive. That's why the Vikings today on their conference calls compared him to Adrian Peterson.
Yes.
They said, we see him on film. We're watching the guy that plays for us.
He is, and that's going to be a nice matchup, kind of the old and the new this week for the Rams and the Minnesota Vikings. 216-578-0850. We got anybody else on the line with us?
Not right now.
All right. You want to go around the league, Casey Kulis?
All right.
We'll take a break, and when we come back,
we will go around the league after.
We'll go around the league. We've got After Further Review. We've got your calls, 216-578-0850, and much, much more on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.